Welcome back to Super Talk 1270, Talk of the Town. My name is Jason Spies, sitting in today on this Freedom Format. Let your freak flag fly. It's a free-for-all Friday here as the Crude Life, the Industrial Forest, and ESG University has taken over the airwaves today on this Friday while Mr. Steve Bakken is out at Williston's API golf event. They're kind of their annual deal that they have out there, so good luck today, Mr. Steve Bakken. Hopefully you can get a hole in two. I'd say hole in one normally, but a hole in two sounds pretty good these days, too. All right, let's shift our attention over to Mr. Bailey Midkiff. He's out of Wyoming, folks, but he spent a little bit of time in Minot, and he stops into Bismarck and Dickinson from time to time. Ran into him out in Gillette, and lo and behold, ran into him here in Bismarck, and I said, you know, we got to get you on the air. We got to find out what's going on. We can talk gas prices. We can talk about your cup of coffee you had here in North Dakota, all kinds of different things. So how's Bailey doing today?
I'm fantastic. You know, it's been a while since I've been in North Dakota, and I won't lie. It's kind of a love-hate relationship. I think everybody in oil and gas can relate, but luckily enough, I ran into you, so I figured, heck, we better chat while I'm in town.
What were you doing in Minot, by the way, when you spent some time up in Minot, Minot?
Yeah, Minot, Minot, yeah. Why, I think it's why not. Why not?
Well, and Dale Brown, do you remember Dale Brown, the coach at Louisiana State University, Coach Shaq?
I do.
One of the coaches for the Final Four, one of the reporters asked him what it was like coming from the small town of Minot, North Dakota. And so he said, well, oftentimes people mispronounce it because it's Minot. And so anyway, but what were you doing up in Minot when you spent some time there?
You know, so long story short, I had pushed off a job offer to go for Baker Hughes. I was an electrical mechanical engineer at the point in time. And I got a job offer and job offer and job offer. And long story short, my manager that at Baker Hughes at the time, he moved to Minot. And he begged me to go, and he begged me to go. And I said, no, there's no way I'm going to North Dakota. And this is 2013, mind you. So it's booming still. I mean, it's kind of flat. It's plateaued. It hadn't declined yet. So it's still booming. And I turned down his fourth offer. And I won't say the numbers or what it was, but it's very high. And then I get this phone call. And the weirdest thing, like a movie, I think it was like 9:30 p.m. Wyoming time. And this guy calls me. And I won't say his name. But at this time, he was one of the vice presidents for Baker Hughes. And he says, this Bailey Midkiff? Yeah. He said, well, here's the deal. I saw your job offer and I saw your age and I saw your experience. And if you don't take this job offer, if you try to move forward with Baker Hughes, I'll remember that. So they kind of blackmailed me. So I took it. But I will admit it was an amazing job offer.
Some call it blackmail, some extortion, some call it, hey, that's reality, pal.
They're like, I can't believe you didn't take this.
You know, that's the one thing I have always appreciated about kind of the old school oil and gas. I think it's changed a little bit, and I think there's quite a few examples, and we don't have to get into that. But, you know, you take your dad. He's a politician out in the Lusk, Wyoming area. And
Niobrara County.
Okay, I'd say this is more of an old school way, you know, kind of where, hey, I'd rather have that dagger coming in my chest than in my back. And, you know, a lot of these old school industrial guys and, you know, farmers, they just tell you the way it is. And if your self-esteem can't take it, that's too bad, man. That's just the way it goes. So sometimes I think we got to let the air out of the ball a little bit. So, how's driving going? Well, I want to talk a little gas prices. You put on quite a few miles all over the 5-state region. So what's going on with you with gas prices? How are you holding up?
I do at least 6,000 a month. Let's be honest, Jason. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of variables at play, but if you just basically put it in a simplistic standpoint, the big question is, like, can we afford it? Are we covering that? Because it's like an indirect cost.
Well, here's
out of 10, you know?
Well, here's the thing that I've been trying to wrap my head around here is that, honestly, I don't think inflation has started yet, because inflation generally starts with either the oil and gas industry, the trucking industry, or the farming industry. You got three different areas: distribution, food, and energy, where really your inflation can grow out of. Well, all three of them are being impacted right now. And the part that scares me is the trucking industry. they haven't even passed on their cost yet. I don't know if the energy industry has, some haven't. Chesapeake.
I don't think they have.
Some have, because you got to remember, Chesapeake and Whiting were laying people off 2 years ago. And so 3 years ago and things like that. So there has been some cost, but I agree with you. Not all of them have been passed on. Construction, geez, they're still paying high prices of steel. That hasn't stopped yet. But when you take a look at energy and distribution with trucking, the gas prices didn't go up till March. A lot of those contracts were signed in January. So a lot of these guys have
to honor that.
Right.
And you nailed it. They were chasing that work. You know, they're putting the effort. They wanted that opportunity, but nobody could forecast this. Well, I mean, I guess we could, but let's be honest, nobody did.
Not like this, not double. I mean, here's my point is that most people, they're budgeting $2.50, $3, maybe $3.50 in gas. And that's like a 50% increase. Nobody's budgeting 2.5 times. Nobody's budgeting double. So a 50.
Nobody isn't anything.
No. So, you know, a 50-cent reduction, a quarter-cent reduction that we got to pay back later, that's insulting. That's really insulting when you're asking small business owners to just absorb cost after cost after cost when the guys who got us in this mess, they're still getting their checks cashed. They're still getting raises. They're still eating at a lot of the same restaurants we used to eat at. How's that going for you? You're a salesman. I want to talk to you about sales because, you know, you're out there putting 6,000 miles on your car. You haven't passed on your cost yet to anybody. You see what I mean?
I haven't. I think you're going to see a lot more of people getting rid of their indirect employees. And like, how can we say, because you have to absorb costs. Let's be honest. I mean, as much as you want to, the previous bids and these conversations you've had and all these like relationships you built to this point, how do you address that? You can't circle back and say, hey, it's double on anything. We know that. I mean, yeah, you can have that awful conversation, which is uncomfortable. Like, hey, it's been 90 days since that 30-day bid or, you know, RFQ or whatever you want, whatever you want to call it, was out. That number always changes. And we know that. But to absorb, you know, the cost of inflation on, you know, the gas prices right now, the metal, anything, there's no way to manage that properly. So I think you're going to see a lot more of people being strategic on the sense of how are we going to cover our indirect costs in-house that we don't get paid for. The people that physically aren't working, making that cash flow, how do we absorb that cost? You're going to see that. I don't think we've seen the peak or the tip over of the barrel yet, so to speak, for that crude life barrel. It hasn't tipped over, but it's inevitable, right? It has to be. There's no way not to. But we have to maintain those relationships. We have to maintain our day-to-day work schedule. So how do we challenge that? I think people don't want to hear this, but the sad truth is we're all hoping that it goes back to normal, which is unrealistic.
But what's that mean, normal? You know, what's normal?
Yeah, exactly. What does normal look like? And I've always had this conversation too, like, so from a service companies, and tons of service companies follow the crude life, and they need to accept this. I've had this conversation like, well, this is what the average cost is for fab in a tank, or this is the average cost of doing a skid, or this is an average cost for doing your maintenance on a roustabout job, et cetera. Whatever the case may be for people out there listening, the listeners, those aren't commodities. And this is one thing that people got to accept, that the only thing that is set price day to day is a commodity. And that's, you know, your oil, your gas, your gold, your silver, all that. But all these service companies, we're not commodities. We can sell our service at any price we want to. Now, do we try to be competitive? 100%. But the fact we need to accept is if we can sell it for more because there is value added, that's so to speak. But now we're developing a situation to where there's so many hidden costs that we're eating already with gas prices. How do we address that? That's where we got to get. We just got to get creative.
You brought up a whole new vein that I want to get into after the break, which is the request for quotes, the RFQs, the request for proposals, the RFPs, the circling back and trying to get the timetable done, you know, the 30 days, the 90 days, because hey, folks, the banks, they don't care. They want to get paid. Guess what? The auto dealers, they want to get paid. All these guys that the energy companies, you know, that you know, heat and cool your homes, they need to get paid. So when people want to come back in 30 to 60 days to get quotes and people aren't getting back to them, it impacts their life. So I want to talk a little bit about what's going on that side of things, because in the sales world right now, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and Bailey Midkiff knows it more than anybody. Because off-air, we were talking a little bit about how are we going to protect the thought worker out there? When we put a quote out there, are they just going to hand it off to somebody they know with maybe a different last name that has access to certain grants and dollars and et cetera? Bailey grew up in a political household, so he kind of knows a little bit how the system works. And he's in sales, so he knows how that system works too. Folks, we're going to take a brief pause. When we come back, Bailey Midkiff is with us. Hey, Bailey, what's the name of the company you're working for?
Tri-State Industries.
Tri-State Industries. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we give them a plug. I mean, you know, you're not here necessarily representing them. You're representing salesmen as a whole, industry folk as a whole. Plus, you know, you're visiting North Dakota and he's from Wyoming, folks. Stick around, more with Bailey Midkiff here on SuperTalks 1270. My name is Jason Spies. Today's sponsors are Dvorak Motors, where your family for a lifetime. Big Boy, just get in line, it moves fast. Hit Inc., independence, dignity, respect. My name is Jason Spies with The Crude Life, which you can hear every Sunday morning right here on SuperTalk 1270. My name is Jason Spies. More to come, folks. Stick around here on Talk of the Town on SuperTalk 1270. Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis. Or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99? And their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis. Welcome back to SuperTalk 1270. My name is Jason Spies, sitting in today here on Talk of the Town for Steve Bakken. He will be back Monday. Let's get back to our guest, Bailey Midkiff, who travels around a five-state region. We're talking a little bit about gas prices, about some of the other areas of inflation that is happening in your personal pocketbook as well as your business. A lot of business people out there, you know, they might work for somebody, but they're independent contractors. And all of a sudden, their gas is double what it used to be. Same thing if you're in sales. Same thing if you're just going to work. If you go to work, let's say you live in Minneapolis. Let's say you live in Dickinson. Let's say you live in Minot. Let's say you live in Bismarck. It is not uncommon to live 5 miles outside of town. It is not uncommon to drive 15 minutes to 30 minutes a day to go to work. The reason I brought up Minneapolis right away, I was just having a conversation with someone the other day who drives 45 minutes to work every day. They don't live in downtown Minneapolis. They live in the suburbs. You got to live in the suburbs. When you live in the suburbs, you got to drive into downtown. So it gets expensive, folks. Bailey Midkiff is our guest here. We're going to bring him back in and we're going to talk a little bit about that intangible side of life that we were just talking about gas prices on how that is, you know, that's assisting in inflation. There's also something called the invisible tax or the incompetence tax or the inheritance tax, if you will. The inheritance tax is a little bit different in this standpoint. It's more of a name recognition, but let's talk a little bit about that. You know, you're putting work out there. You know, you're putting your thoughts out there. You're putting your strategies out there. What we're finding more and more, because it's becoming very competitive out there, a lot of people are just kind of, you know, do you remember the old Vanilla Ice, the artist Vanilla Ice? Do you remember him?
Ice, Ice, Baby.
Ice, Ice, Baby, man.
Well, what Vanilla Ice did was he took a song from Queen, okay, called, what's it called? Under Pressure by Queen.
He did.
And he and all he did was he changed one note. He changed one note, and he ended up able to call it his own. That's happening out there in the business world everywhere. And I'll tell you, folks, you got to be careful. You put out a request for a quote, they're going to change one note in Vanilla Ice you and call it their own. So I know you've seen it. I don't know if it's happened to you, Bailey, but let's talk a little bit about that, because what can we do to protect the thought worker? What can we do to protect the salesperson, the marketeer? You know what I'm saying?
We can't. Let's be honest. That's not what we need to worry about. I'm a realist. I always have been. You cannot protect your thoughts, your ideas, you know, your game plan. I mean, if you're cutthroat or not, whatever you do, somebody's going to see some value, the value add, and they're going to take that. So that's not the issue. I mean, maintain that. You know, you have to. There's a big circle that's happening. The whole, like, what's your last name? What are you doing? I mean, you're going to see the buddy-buddy system is going to come back. It's inevitable. And they don't want to hear that, but it's going to. I mean, people are out there and they want to make something happen. And, you know, when we circle back to gas prices and everything else, you've got to be creative, you know? And if that takes taking somebody else's idea or ideal and bringing it to your area and making that effective, that's fine. It's inevitable. I don't bother that. You have to ensure that you stick to your game plan. You know, there's nothing better. A pen and a paper hasn't went away. You know, if you can put down a game plan and you maintain that game plan and it is of knowledge and of educational standpoint, it's gonna pay out. It has to.
You know, here's what I tell people.
The system's going to circle back.
Is that we're living in a time where people are actually explaining what sustainability means. So you could go steal thoughts and you can Vanilla Ice things and you can digital copycat and reverse engineer and do all these different things. But if you don't know how to build it in a sustainable way, well, then you are going to be Vanilla Ice. He only had one hit and it wasn't even his. And he's still able to use his name because it was, you know, it was a good marketing package, but it kind of turned into, you know, more of a one hit wonder, bigger than life joke and this and that and everything. But he was able to monetize it for a very long time, but it was a one-hit wonder. So that's what I'm trying to explain to business owners out there. You know, it's okay to Vanilla Ice things and steal ideas, because are you really stealing them, or are you just kind of incorporating them and using them, you know, into your cake, into your souffle, into your, you know, soup, you know, your soup of everything. And so that's not, you know, there ain't nothing new under the sun. I always tell people, you know, like what Paul Harvey, the old Paul Harvey radio guy, he's not doing anything different than Socrates or Plato. You know, he's philosophizing. So a lot of things ain't new under the sun. But that's what I'm talking to business owners about right now, is how do you build it sustainable? And Bailey, you've been doing sales a long time. You kind of know what I'm talking about, because you've got a sustainable sales system. You are more of a salesperson with contacts and networks to where you can go in different directions. That's sustainability.
Diversity is key.
Yes.
That's the big thing. And people get complacent. There's nothing better than, oh, I'm going to do it myself. And then you have your one employee that leaves and starts at some other company, company A, and then you sell company A all this work. That's great. But you built your whole life around this one basic theory. That doesn't work. It's inefficient. It's complacent, and that's no way to do it. And you see it repetitiously. And I'm really excited, and not in a positive way, because you're going to see a lot of companies. We knew this was going to happen, because this last downfall in oil and gas, we knew that these people, these high-end upper management, middle management guys were going to start their own companies. They had that contact. They had the capability to start a company, a business, a one-man band, whatever it may be, and sustain for a duration of time. But the cash only goes so far. You know, is that your business model? Are you actually trying to look 5 years out? Are you looking out 3 months, you know, to pay the 3 to 20 guys you have? You know, like, what are you looking at? And people need to really consider that. And it's exciting, though, too, in the sense that that creates a bunch of new people creating new companies that may be very sustainable, successful, that may have that niche. They may have the quality the quantity, the respect. They may have the integrity standpoint or whatever you're looking for. You know, the classic in sales, statistically, it says it takes. So let's just say you get hired as a salesman. You're fresh out the gate. It takes 12 touches with one customer to like get anywhere. This could be a PO. This could be an actual like a purchase, whatever your system is, to actually do something. Those 12 touches could be physically going to your facility 12 times. It could be, you know, emails, phone calls, all that, but none of that, that's all just blank space, because at the end of the day, you want to see results. We all do. The bottom dollar is king, always has been, always will be. But I always was excited to where we'd see it go right now. And we've seen a ton of that. And you're, the 180 is, instead of those big companies, there was a lot of small guys that branched off. Some got successful, some didn't. And now you're seeing the opposite. And I was taught wrong to now that the big companies are merging with the competitors they dislike to maintain and take care of the issues, such as gas prices. Like, how do we manage this? Well, we team up. That's how we do that. We merge our management team and we make magic.
Want to talk about the mergers in just a second, but how's the sales calls going? I know that you do a lot of cold calling, and I can remember some of the cold calling during COVID. That was interesting. You're trying to do, you know, pass notes through closed glass windows and that sort of thing. So what's going on in the the cold calling sales world? Are people receptive? Are they still having COVID problems, or are they, you know, talk to me a little bit about your experience.
It changed, and you're going to see everybody's hiring BD people left and right. And if there's one thing that people listen to, I want to tell you, your new BD guys, make them cold call. Everybody that had the decision to get you in, to get you on the list, whatever that list may be, you know, whatever their system is, those guys aren't getting called on because there's a gap there. We saw this coming, you know. Salesmen are an indirect cost. That's a hard reality. Now, do you need to sell more work to grow? Absolutely. But theoretically, sales is an indirect cost. And I'm already seeing it. And these guys, but the downfall was too that everybody died. All these companies, they panicked. They released a lot of people, and a lot of people moved companies. So they're ready for somebody to come in and say hi. So go say hi. Get in your truck. Go drive there. Because they will give you the time. It's not like it used to be, you know, 2 years ago when like, oh man, they won't see you. They want to see you. Nobody has shown up. Nobody's buying you burritos. That's a hard truth. Ain't nobody trying to take that cost to get your business, to build that relationship. You know, everybody was being conservative. The time is now. If you're not doing it, you're already late.
How can people get in touch with you? Give out your cell number. Is that what you still doing that these days, or email, or what do you give out these days?
Heck yeah, I'll give them anything they want.
What's your cell number?
My cell number is 307-351-6578.
And the name of the company one more time is
Tri-State Industries.
Tri-State Industries. Excellent, man. And does all kinds of industrial work. What sector are you guys, get your most work in?
I mean, let's be honest. Oil and gas will always be my bread and butter. That's my sweet spot. You know, my dad started drilling. My granddad started, and then my dad did, and then my uncles did, and then I did. I was 8 years old painting tanks in my first rig. So that'll always be my bread and butter. But I mean, we do power plants, refineries.
Well, no, yeah, no wonder you spend so much time in the area all over the five. I call it a five-state area. I know you're tri-state, but it should be a quin-state. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, you know, that Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, that's the Rocky Mountain region. That's the five-state region, you know, and that's a lot of the companies do business together, and they travel and in and out, whether by car or by phone or by jet, that sort of thing. So, hey man, we got to run, but let's talk down the line. Okay.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time. I'm glad I came through in town. Glad to see you. Glad to meet you. And anybody needs anything at all, any information, you got my cell phone number. And if you want to reach out and you don't remember, you didn't listen to it or didn't write it down, hit up Jason. I'm more than glad to make a moment of my time to help you out.
Bailey Midgift, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your insight into your world. As many of us are driving today, we want to figure out how we can budget our lives next week. A lot of people budget for the year. Not anymore. You budget for the week. Let's take a look at our sponsors today. Dvorak Motors, where your family for a lifetime. Big Boy, just get in line. It moves fast. Hit Inc. Independence, dignity, respect. Hit Inc. My name is Jason Spies. You can hear The Crude Life every Sunday morning right here on Super Talk 1270. I'm also with ESG University and the Industrial Forest. My name is Jason Spies. We'll be back in just a short moment right here on Super Talk 1270.